Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Why are so many Americans shackled with the fiscally disastrous Social Security program when more than 5 million workers and retirees, including thousands right here in the Greater Lansing area, already take advantage of an even more rewarding retirement program? What I'm referring to is the Thrift Savings Plan for federal employees. This is a retirement program for civilian and military federal employees in addition to Social Security. It used to be optional, but since almost all federal employees took advantage of its great results, new employees are now automatically registered into its minimum program of 3% withheld from pay and another 1% contributed by the government. The government's share of contributions only vest after employees meet length of service requirements. A high percentage of federal employees elect to have the maximum 5% deducted from their pay to contribute to the Thrift Savings Plan, where the government then adds another 5%. Social Security taxes are withheld from employees and employers. These funds are immediately paid to other beneficiaries or other current expenses of the U.S. government. Thus, there are never investments that can grow over time. In contrast, contributions to the Thrift Savings Plan are actually invested and grow over the long term. The experience thus far of those who contribute the maximum amount, which costs less than 2/3 of the Social Security taxes that are collected, are receiving retirement benefits from the Thrift Savings Plan far greater than Social Security benefits. Each employee can designate which of several investment options where they want their contributions to go. Upon retirement, they specify how they want to receive distributions from the Thrift Savings Plan. They can receive discrete payments as requested, choose to receive specified monthly, quarterly, or annual payments until the funds are exhausted, or convert the account balance to an annuity. Since this program has proven to be so beneficial that almost all federal employees signed up for it when it was voluntary, how about making it voluntarily available to every American? Or, since the Thrift Savings Plan realizes far greater benefits at a significantly lower cost than Social Security, why not replace Social Security entirely? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.